She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And we did some ironing and we got our kinks smoothing out. And we have a special guest that we're trying to thaw out. He's kind of frozen here. So we need the iron to warm him up and let him relax. You got to give him a break, folks. He's a little frozen, and after he warms up a little, we'll put him on the mic without him knowing, so that he don't get microphone fright like Mario Yano does. Mario Yano, you show him a mic, he's gone. He's gone. So anytime you want him to leave, bring out a microphone, and he leaves. So. Anyway, you can give us a call if you have any questions, comments, or whatever at 808-524-1080. Got to get used to the number. Anyway, the politicians want to take out ethanol from the gas in December. I know a lot of mechanics, maybe 99% of them, are against ethanol. They have no knowledge of what ethanol does. And a lot of people don't know either, especially boaters and small engine people. They blame the ethanol for the damaging of the engines. Folks, it's not the ethanol. It's the low octane. Yes. Go look it up. Look it up. A lawnmower cannot run octane below 87. And all of the gasolines are below 87 except the Shell Premium. The Shell Premium is at 88. Okay? But every island is different. Kauai, all of the gas is 82 or 80. It fluctuates. Okay? Hilo, Big Island, the Shell Premium is 89. It's better than Oahu. It's because the gas is blended into the delivery truck, not out of the big storage tanks. It's blended when it goes into the truck. Okay? So, that's where the problem is. It's in the gas. And they say ethanol burns black and all that. That is so false, it's not funny. If you have a group of people and want to see the demonstration, I will gladly show you the demonstration of how clean and good ethanol is. Not because I'm bringing it in. I bring it in because it's good for the people. Come on. Wouldn't you do the same? If you haven't tried it, you got to try. How can ethanol be bad when Brazil has been on ethanol since 1955? Where was America? Well, all I can do is tell you, and if you don't want to believe me, you don't want to listen, then, you know, it's not my loss. It's yours. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Oh,
Hey, I figured I got to call in early to give you the report of ethanol. You know, the listeners, I just had to tell them this. This week, I ran 15 gallons ethanol in my car. 15 gallons. Now, so what if the check engine light is on? The car has never ran any better. I reached a peak at one point of 25 miles per gallon. 25 miles per gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Can you take that?
And?
And the thing is that I only want to run ethanol now. I don't want to put gasoline in my car now. If I can, I want to test if I can run straight ethanol, 100%.
Yeah, then you're going to be tagged for speeding.
Yeah, well, it's too good. It's too good stuff.
Well, that's good.
Anyway, no, I just have to finish with this. And, you know, so often I hear people saying about, oh, but you know, the so what? Does your car run better? And if it does, then I risk my seat.
Very good, Dean.
Okay, thank you. Mahalo.
Okay, who do we have next? Okay? Okay. We can go forward. Now, are you ready, Dennis?
Ready. It's ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Hopefully you're ready. Okay. Tell us a little bit about this magic angel dust.
Oh, okay. Thank you, George. Thank you again for allowing me to be on your show. Well, we stumbled across this product that we feel that can really help Hawaii people, industries, help to protect the environment. There's you know all kinds of industrial spills and fuel, oils, antifreeze, and so forth. And you know a lot of people they just wipe it up and throw it in waste can or let it run down into the storm drains. And where does it go? Out into the ocean. So we feel that this product, you know, if people and industry start to use it, it can help them speed up cleaning up. It can help to protect the environment by picking up all these pollutants. And it's been tested by independent laboratories, and it's been shown to encapsulate the liquid that has been spilled. And to retain it, it does not leach, and it meets the EPA standards. So that's basically what we found. And you know, we're always looking for green things. You know, I also looked into ethanol, and I also found ethanol to be a very positive. I think a very positive thing for the state of Hawaii, for the people. Industries, and I've used it myself, as you know, and I'm really happy with it. And
so how come the politicians never tried it?
Well, I think you gotta follow the money, maybe. I don't know. you know, it's really kind of sad to see.
It's very sad. You know that your new product that you have, I tried it on a white piece of carpet, spilled soyu on it, and put your Enviro pickup on it and rubbed it around, okay, with no water, just the powder, let it set and vacuumed it up, and there was no stain at all.
Wow. Yeah, usually they recommend putting water, but yeah, it does absorb the content of the spill, and
it's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're hoping we can help. You know, just as you're helping the people of Hawaii trying to get on board with ethanol, we're hoping we can help the people help to keep the environment cleaner.
Yeah. I'd like to remind all of you, in case you forgot or didn't know, ethanol was put in the gas as an anti-knock. For those of you old enough to remember, back in the 50s and 60s, and a lot of people, all of the people ran premium, because when they ran regular, it would knock. So people didn't run the regular. Okay, regular octane was 98, premium was 104. Okay, now the legislature is trying to take ethanol out of the gas. The ethanol is an anti-knock. It was put in the gas, and this other anti-knock called MTBE taken out back in 05. So if the legislature is saying, oh, we don't need it because the industry didn't start, it's nothing to do about the industry, folks. It's about anti-knock. If they take it out, how soon will your engine and transmission break? I found that the transmission also gives out because with the low octane gas, the transmission makes up for the power loss and wipes out the transmission. Then what do you have? You go to the transmission shop. That's why the transmission shops are super big. So anyway, is it break time? Yes?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. And his guest today is Dennis Tomasu from Page.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great, happier as ever, you know, driving around, looking at the construction. The construction for the construction.
Calm down.
And you know what? I figured out the like job I want to do. I want to be the guy that puts cones down. You put the cones down and you go park somewhere. Of course, they probably don't really do that. But I'm thinking, you know, you go to the mall, sit in the air conditioning, wait about 4 or 5 hours, then you go pick up your cones and go home. But anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your guest. Somebody told me the other day that I used to be more lighthearted on the radio, and lately it's all been negative stuff. So thought I'd lighten it up a little bit today. So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. Wow, that was a quickie. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. If you have a question, comment, or whatever.
So what is, Dennis, what's your product called?
It's called EnviroClean, and They gave us the option to change the name, but we just kept the original name. It's basically from lava rocks. It's grinded and heated, and so it's all natural. It's a green product. It's safe around foods. It's non-toxic, but it's like a fine dust powder to describe it. But it's something that we feel that we're hoping, people, industries would start using this to help keep Hawaii cleaner.
So what is it supposed to do now?
It absorbs the toxic spills, chemicals, oils, transmission fluids, etc. It retains it. It does not leach out. And it really has the property to cling onto these spills, and it has been deemed safe to be put into the landfills without leaching.
And it'll dry up the landfill.
Actually, if you put it on your hand, you can kind of feel it drying up the oil on your hand too.
I tried that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that. Does work great.
Thank you.
Now, I was thinking, maybe when I give my dog Kolo a bath, I could dry him off with that. No, I don't think he'd like that.
Yeah. Well, actually for water spills, the manufacturer said that you can use it over and over and over indefinitely.
Mm.
So, but George, speaking about the ethanol, I was doing research a while back, and there was an independent college, technical college, that dissected this vehicle that they put over 100,000 miles. Maybe about 95% of the time they were using ethanol, full-on ethanol, E85, I'm sorry. And they did a comparison with one vehicle that was using gas, and they found the vehicle that used ethanol was surprisingly, there was no mechanical issues. The rubber parts were still good.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel pump clean.
Yes.
And
yes.
Even the engine block, they were surprised that the cross hatches were still, in the cylinder walls. And they were pleasantly surprised at the results that ethanol has on the vehicle.
It is a very good fuel. Otherwise, Brazil wouldn't be using it since 1955. Mm-hmm. They've been on it since 1955, and the reason they went on ethanol is not for the green, but it was for the people. Brazil, back then, was third world, and the people couldn't afford to go convert their cars to run hydrogen, electricity, or whatever. That's thousands of dollars. They didn't have $100. So with ethanol, you can just pump it in and drive off.
Mm.
So it's the cheapest fuel for them to use. But anyway, I'm just blown away that the people of America, supposedly intelligent people, don't know all this. And Henry Ford, when he first made the first car, he said ethanol is the best fuel for the future. Mm-hmm. And all of his cars ran on ethanol. And ethanol was the whiskey from the saloon. So there was no gas stations. So anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. Don't wait for the last minute when we're going off the air and tell Wanda, put me on. Okay? So, anyway.
So, Dennis, where can we get your products?
Well, we're...
That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you. It's at a shop called Electrical Equipment. It's located in the general facility, the general area is in the San Island area. The address is 2144 Aoiki Street. It's actually on the corner of San Island Access Road and Aoiki Street. And it's kind of easy to find. And you know, we're also planning on selling small bags to for people to try out. We, you know, sample size, I guess, to do some minor cleaning in their carpets on the car if they want to sell it or clean it up a little bit. They can try it out. You know, so we're in the process. I still haven't gotten around to getting everything totally set up yet, but we're getting there.
Very good. And this is politician Mike Gabbert. He saw the whole demonstration of ethanol and gas, the whole thing, A to Z. And I was convinced that he had the knowledge of what ethanol was. But he is at the front running of removing ethanol from the gas. Now what is that, folks? Huh? What is that? Guy Chris Lee have no knowledge. Okay, they're going to take out ethanol from the gas. And I asked them, what are you going to put in as an anti-knock? You know what the remark was? Nothing. They said, they have gasoline that has no ethanol in it. Oh, yeah. But it has something in that gas, folks, because I tested it. I tested it on an early model car with no computer. The ethanol-free gas barely knocked. And I took out the ethanol from the Shell Premium. Okay? I took out the ethanol from Shell Premium, and I ran it on that same car. That thing knocked something fierce. I couldn't get out of the driveway. So something's different. Okay? That ethanol-free gas has another chemical in there, and I hope and pray it is not MTBE, the cancer-causing anti-knock. Okay? So, I don't know. When I tell people that, people say, well, but I'm alive, I don't have cancer. Okay. That's fine then. Go drink it. Anyway, it's scary. I don't know what to tell you. And they don't put anything in and damage all the engines. Who's going to pay for it? Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. Now, when you're buying a used car, that is very dangerous. When you buy a used car, you have to know what kind of fuel they were using. And why are they selling it? Something got to be wrong. Because would you sell a perfectly good running car? No. If something is giving you a lot of problems, yes, sell it. Pass it on to somebody else. Okay, so be careful. You have to know what kind of fuel they were using. That's why buying a new car is safer.
You just said there's a caller that said he just bought ethanol-free gas and it's like a 89 octane.
No, it's not.
Ethanol-free.
Yes. If people believe what they read on the pump, I feel really sorry for them. I'm really sorry. Because it is not what you see labeled on the pump.
It costs more too. I think you said it was like $389.
Oh yeah. But the legislature said it's cheaper if they take out the ethanol. Huh? How come the ethanol-free gas is more expensive then? Hello, folks. Listen up. You think the gas is going to be cheaper? Guess again. When December rolls around and they remove the ethanol, I predict $4 a gallon. It's going to go up. It's not going to go down. So, I run 100% ethanol, so it's up to you, Dennis, and Wanda, and everybody else, Bob. You guys go and buy that ethanol-free gas. I'm on ethanol.
Wait, they're going to remove the ethanol from all the gas?
All the gas.
So all the pumps are going to have ethanol-free gas?
Yes, and the price is going to go up.
And they didn't say what they're going to replace the ethanol with?
Nothing.
So what's going to stop the cars from knocking?
Oh, when that happens, then they're going to decide to put something back in.
They're getting advice from any, auto technicians or...
Yeah, but the auto technicians...
Auto engineers or something.
The auto technician, mechanics, all that out there, they don't have a clue what ethanol does.
No,
and they're thinking it was to start green energy. My eye.
No, but they should be getting advice from somebody that... car manufacturers or something.
Car manufacturers don't want ethanol in because they want you to damage your car, so you buy another one. Lady that damaged her Lexus SUV, the engine, and the dealer said no warranty because it's substandard fuel. She went by what was labeled on the pump, but it wasn't what is in the tank. Because her car requires 92. And for your information, folks, there is no such animal in the USA.
So that person lives in Hawaii?
Yes.
Oh, you should have her call the radio show.
I've got to get a hold of her attorney. And her attorney told her the cost of the lawsuit is more than the engine. So cheaper to buy an engine. She don't have the money for the engine. So the car is sitting in her garage and she catches the bus and makes the monthly payments for the car. Hello? What choice you have? Okay. I think it's break time, Wanda.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest today, Dennis Tomasu from Page.
She'll find my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I saved my penny.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have?
We have Celine Steve on the line.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I just wanted to remind you that tomorrow we have the our 23rd annual Mustang Madness All Ford Show at Windward Ford of Hawaii.
And free hamburgers.
No, bento's tomorrow, actually.
Oh, free?
Well, for you. Everybody else who's not a member got to pay, but for you, I'll give you one for free. How's that? Free lunch, how's that?
Then I'll be there.
Bring your car. Bring your mentor.
I'll just come hungry.
No, come on out. Tomorrow there's less than 20% chance of rain, so you'll be all right.
Steve, they still have that Mustang Madness? Because now there's new owners for that place, right?
Yes. Mike McKenna sold the dealership to another dealer, and it's so the name is now Windward Ford of Hawaii rather than McKenna's. But we'll be having the same event that we usually have at the Windward Ford. Mickey Vieira, who is the new general sales manager, has graciously allowed us to go ahead and continue our Mustang shows at the Windward Ford. So we'll be looking forward to a hopefully a long relationship with them. But we'll be having classics. So we'll have 8 divisions of cars, 8 classes of cars. We'll have the older Mustangs, classics. We have modified cars in that same era, as well as the newer generations, SN95s, 98s, and then the new Mustangs over here. We also will have some Thunderbirds, some exotics, some Shelby Cobras, and of course we'll have the two programs that everybody likes, which is the Tower of Power, to see who has the best sounding stereo system in their car, and also the Rumble Contest, to see which car has the best sounding exhaust note. Not necessarily the loudest, but who has the best sounding.
Can I bring my truck?
Yeah, well, no.
My Chevy truck?
You can't bring your truck. Wrong motor. You got the your motor's in backward this way. No, but we'll have some trophies.
will also, this event will be a benefit for the nonprofit, the Monaloa Gardens Foundation. They are their basic mission is to preserve the historical Hawaiian culture, as well as to perpetuate the art of hula. So we have the 38th annual Prince Fahd Hula Festival coming up in July 18th and 19th. So Monaloa Gardens Foundation has graciously accepted to be the charity this year. They will bring some two halaus down to do some dancing and some provide some entertainment. And it looks like it's going to be a fantastic show. So we'll have about maybe 50 something cars coming down. It'll be a fun day. The show starts at 9 and goes to about maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock, right around there. So come on out, have some fun. Like I said, there's a bento with your name on it and a drink. So come on down, check us out, and hopefully you'll have some fun.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next.
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Good, thank you, George. I called my representative for my area, George, about the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Much of what you said is what I heard too, George. That it will finish at the end of this year. There will be no more ethanol added to our gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So my question was, so what about octane? What about damage to the engine? There has to be something. In the old days, we had lead, but we don't have that anymore. That's long gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems you know how politicians are, George.
Oh, yeah.
It seems that, you know, I'm sort of clever in how I ask my questions to try to elicit as much info as I can when I know that they're, you know, being as cautious and careful as they can in what they want to report, George. So what I was able to figure out is they're depending on the oil producers that, you know, that bring the product into the islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
the distributors. But they're counting on them to provide ethanol-free gas that won't damage anybody's engine, because nobody, whether as the politicians, we don't have to worry about them being sued, but the distributors do, so they can't afford a class action lawsuit, George.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really depending on the producers that bring in our gasoline and, you know, refine it here in the islands. And I know you know that subject well.
Mm-hmm. They're putting in something, and I really want to find out from a chemist what is in the gas of the ethanol-free gas.
Right.
Because that one doesn't have, it knocks, but not as bad, okay, as taking out the ethanol from the Shell premium and no ethanol, it knocks out of this world. And I just hoping, Rob, I hope they're not going back to that chemical called MTBE. That is highly cancerous.
And interesting, George, how no one is willing. Well, I mean, it is going to be on the distributors, the oil companies. It's on their head, really.
No, because the state is telling them to take it out. The state of Hawaii, the politicians are telling the oil companies, take out the ethanol. So the state is liable for it. Oil companies know that they you cannot take it out. But if the state says, go ahead, take it out, then they're liable.
Well, from what I was able to understand, George, is that they, those politicians were assured that when the ethanol, when the gasoline is ethanol free, that what what the you know, the gas stations, etc., what they're going to be providing to Hawaii's public won't be damaging their engines. But nobody seems to know what, you know, how are they going to do that, like you've been, you know, what you've been questioning.
I need to get a hold of a chemist, so if any chemist out there is willing to donate time and do the tests, this is the time.
This is the time, George, because we're only in May.
Mm-hmm.
Now, December, the end of December at this point is, you know, kind of a ways off, right? It's
mm-hmm.
a year away.
Well, it's right around the corner.
Yeah, but before you, exactly, before you know it, hello.
No. Well, I have no worry, Rob. I'm 100% ethanol.
Yes. And, oh, also, George, they did claim that it will be a benefit to Hawaii's residents, because the ethanol was costing, to put ethanol in the gas was costing the public too much money, and that was one of the other reasons why they wanted to get rid
of
it.
Yeah, but Rob, how come the ethanol-free gas is more expensive?
Now, that wasn't what was...
Yeah, they never said that. But you go look at the pump. The ethanol-free gas is a lot more expensive than the gas with ethanol. Why is that?
George, I wonder if that'll change, though, because it has to.
No.
Well, you know, we're all going to see, right? One
yeah.
way or another.
Then it'll be too late.
Anyway, so I just want to let you know that I did follow up and find out as much as I could from
Thanks,
one,
Rob.
Of my, one of my politicians.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Is it break time? Is it break time, Wanda?
It is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guest today is Dennis Tomasu from Page.
She'll find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
She'll find my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are we on there? Okay. We're back rolling again. And as soon as Wanda can answer the call, we can get to the people on the lines. Okay? So, anyway. For those of you that want to try the ethanol on Kauai, you can get it from Harvey Maeda. Harvey has ethanol. Harvey's number, 651-2813. Okay, who's next on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking my call. You know, now that spring's here and actually summer's around the corner already, I have a friend that has a vehicle, but the air conditioning is not blowing cold air. What entails in having that repaired? Does it have to be checked by somebody professional, I guess, huh?
My son Todd can check it.
Yeah.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Kia SUV, one of the smaller ones, and
uh-huh.
It's a 2006, and it's not blowing enough cold air. You know, when it's cold, it blows cold air, but when it's hot like this, it ain't blowing nothing. Yeah. So you think it might be the compressor or something going?
No. Have him make an appointment with Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's your number again?
847.
Yeah.
55. 55. 54. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Who's next? That's it? Okay. Good. Okay. Now, Harvey has that ethanol, like I said. Harvey also has that good motor oil, Royal Purple, that has the high metal protector. Okay? And Harvey also has that anti-rust gadget to put on your car so your car doesn't rust. It covers it 100%. Excellent. And you can also call my son Todd. He has the ethanol, the anti-rust, and the Royal Purple with the high metal protector. Okay? So. And you also can call Crestec. Crestec Cleaning Center also has Royal Purple with high metal protector. And Dennis, maybe you got to go see the Crestec to carry your Enviro thing.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Crestec's number is 942-2500. 942-2500. Crestec has a lot of cleaning stuff. Excellent place. And this Enviro thing would fit perfect there. Go see him. Go see Billy.
Billy.
Yep.
Okay. Will do.
Okay?
Thank
so.
You.
And Crestec is located on Kapi'olani Boulevard, a couple doors away from McKinley Car Wash. So, very easy to find. Okay? And don't forget to pick up that it's a disinfectant spray for your AC. The AC builds up bacteria. So we recommend spraying your AC with this disinfectant spray. Okay? Okay. He was having a flat tire, Wanda.
Yes.
Is it working?
It is. After.
Yeah.
It first didn't work.
Yeah, then Todd put in some slime.
Yes. Some green slime.
Yeah. Slimy stuff.
You plugged the tire, and then it started leaking again after a few days. So he replugged it and tested it, and it was still leaking. So he put slime in, and that stopped it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because my son Brad said he saw it at the SEMA show in Vegas, and they had a tire with air in, with slime in, and they drilled the tire, and the slime came out and plugged the hole.
Wait, the slime doesn't dry up in the tire? It just stays slimy the whole time?
I guess so.
Maybe that's why they call it slime.
It's slimy, but excellent for fixing flat tires. Excellent. So, anyway.
It's like a bright green.
Yeah.
Like neon green.
When you look at it, it don't look like it'll fix a flat tire. Well, it fixes it. Don't drink it. You get constipated. Anyway. Okay. So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. okay? So.
Excuse me, George, I got a question. I just was wondering, how can they misadvertise the, false advertise the octane ratings on the fuel pump? I mean, is that illegal or what?
Go ask your representative. I asked them, and all I got was slam in the face of, oh, don't have to. They don't have to change the label.
Wow, I mean.
But this is going on all across America. I got gasoline, Shell Premium, from all across America. And the 92 or the 91, that's labeled 91, is actually 88. All across America.
Wow.
So, what's up?
Wow.
But Channel 2 News said, I'm testing it wrong. But that's the same process they use at NHRA, NASCAR, and Indy. So they must be all wrong.
Wow.
I better talk to my friends. They're doing it wrong. So the guy not so me because my octane was too high. Because he's doing it wrong. Right. Anyway. Be careful when you buy used cars, folks. And ladies, you ladies, check the VIN number. We had two people already that bought used cars and the VIN number does not match the ownership paper. Okay? So my recommendation was to just use the car as is or sell it. But don't go to HPD, the police department, because if it is a stolen vehicle, you lose a car and your money. You never get your money back. Okay? So before you put the money down in that person's hand, check the VIN number with the ownership paper. Check it and make sure. And on the safety sticker, there is the VIN number on the safety sticker. Okay? Get nail polish remover and a Q-tip and remove it because you, with the VIN number, the locksmith can make you a key. And the thief can steal your car. The modern way. They don't break the window. They just come along with a key. Away you go, away you go. No car. Okay? So.
Well, before we go off the air, you want Dennis to say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, George. This is a spill remediation product that you can pick up at 2144 Aoiki Street, and that's at Electrical Equipment. Number there is 848-2884. You can ask for Brian or myself, Dennis. My number is 223-9367. And really appreciate George allowing us to spend the time here on the show. I really enjoy it. And you know, there's a lot more to green products than people know. And you know, I'm hoping one day a politician would come up honest and everybody could support ethanol.
You're finally warming up.
Yeah, it's stage fright.
So you're that product you're selling is or carrying is just for spills?
Yeah.
Wet spills, or it can be?
Yeah, mainly for wet spills. I can hear the music, but yeah, mainly for wet spills, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'd like to thank the callers that called in, and folks, please take care of each other. Make it like the old days. The old days, people took care of each other. Okay? There's no reason why you cannot go back to that. And don't forget the Mustang Madness tomorrow at Windward Ford. Okay? I gotta go there for my free lunch. Okay. Please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Patient to rain, wash Oh,